The following is a short discourse from the angels on death and sudden death. Sudden death when experienced through an act of aggression, and how to connect to your inner peace. Dearest beloveds, when a person or animal dies, we do not see it as the end, but rather part of the continuum of one form giving way to another. When a life is suddenly ended, there are tears and grief because human beings innately recognize and understand that life is a precious gift. To be in a human body is an opportunity to love and be loved, to grow and become even more, and to share your own uniqueness with the world. The essence of the human being or animal is still precious, in or out of body. All cultures, spiritual traditions, and religions understand the reverence and need to honor the thresholds of birth and death as sacred activity. When a person dies in a way that was not expected, it can leave many questions. Why? Was that person ready to go? Was it their time? Were they being punished or a bad person? When you allow yourself to view your life as a most special present, then you can see that every breath is a gift, every experience, even the last breath and departure. Death is not a punishment. It is an experience that happens to all who incarnate. To die suddenly, without conscious knowing, a person can benefit from the prayers and positive intentions that others have for that person. To give them the blessings of love and goodwill, and to tenderly wish them well on their journey. It helps a human being who dies in such a way to know that they matter to others, that they contributed to life, that they were loved, that they can go on to the next experience. The blessings and gifts that they brought with them to the earth and that they gave freely will continue on. The energy of aggression, hatred, rage, and anger is always present on earth. It is part of the physical experience. It is what a human being does with this energy that matters. To recognize and know that you are swept up in an emotion or energy that can create pain or suffering to oneself or another gives one the ability to make another choice of peace and calm. At times, this may not feel possible. Yet, with practice, you can calm your thoughts and allow these aggressive or angry thoughts to flow away, like water down the stream, or like a flock of birds that was very loud and noisy in your tree, and suddenly they have gone. When you choose to be peaceful and calm, even in the face of great aggression, you help to spread the energy of love to the world. When you have angry thoughts, this energy can build and build and needs an outlet for expression. Like a volcano, it can erupt in desperate and hostile ways. To allow this aggression to flow without judgment and to dissipate, evaporating like fog into air, is also a way to help create peace within you, and consequently, that helps to create greater peace, health, and well-being on earth. Your own breath is a sacred channel to keep your body alive, and also it is a way to release and let go of unwanted and unnecessary energies. Use your breath to release aggression and let that emotion evaporate into nothing. When a person commits a violent act towards another, this energy can send shockwaves through everyone. There can be much hatred and anger towards that person, and yet everyone can have that emotion inside of them. One doesn't know what another has suffered. To practice love, even towards a person who commits a violent act, helps to stop the transference of aggression. It helps to create peace on earth and helps you to be more at peace and to feel that you are safe and connected to your inner resource. Your inner resource is that flow that connects you to the universe and to all that is, never ending, always arising. You can choose to feel your connection to your inner resource by saying yes. Allow love and goodness to flow through your body and wash away worry, anger, and fear. It is a moment-to-moment gift to choose love and joy and harmony. If you are caught in a cycle of pain and suffering, we suggest that you step aside from the cycle by remembering who you truly are and breathe. You are as vast as the sky, as bright as the stars, as wide as the ocean, as strong as a mountain, and as beautiful as the first flower blooming in spring. We love you. We are with you always. The angels.